recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Tonight we have a very special guest from SEW. Please welcome Von Hess himself, Ron Sullivan. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate being on and getting this time.
Not a problem. So what can people expect from SEW this weekend?
Well, as you know, in the last year, SCW has gone through a lot of changes. The company's been around 7 years. In 7 years, I think we've gone through 150 wrestlers, and you just go through a lot of changes. And we got to a point where every company puts their franchise behind certain individuals. And being this is a business, people move on to other opportunities, and we got to a point where we've begun looking at, you know, a rebranding where we would go out and get some new talent, mix it with some of the old talent that we had kept, and we would try to evolve the product, you know, into what would be the next generation of what SCW would be. And this Saturday is another culmination of three or four shows in a row that from when this rebranded started in January. But the last three or four shows, the rebranding really seems to be hitting its stride, where we've just got athletes coming in that are just really at the top of their game. Let me give you an example. You've got the Iron Buddha and Dave Turner. Here's a couple of guys, been wrestling all over the circuit, haven't won titles. Now, these guys for 4 months have been the SCW Tag Team Champions. Now, Buddha will be wrestling at Injustice for All against a mystery partner. We don't know who. It was supposed to be Bad Blood, but he's suspended. So now we don't know who the Iron Buddha is going to be wrestling. It'll be a mystery opponent. Now, that being said, Dave Turner, his partner, was walking out of the gym the other day. Somebody goes and clocks him in the knee. Now, he's out. Now, Buddha's got no backup. Turner can't wrestle. Things are getting hot, and these guys are probably the most popular over tag team champions we've had in some time. Dave Turner, a very solid hand, huge guy. Kind of reminds me of Nick Dinsmore, Eugene, and very technically solid, good brawler. I mean, this guy pretty much has it all. The Iron Buddha, the 360 moonsaults, the flipping spin kicks. I mean, you wouldn't think a guy that's 400 pounds or 300 pounds or however big this guy is can do the stuff this guy can do. And guys like this have been the backbone of the rebranding process. And at Injustice for All, you're going to see that. Now, CEO Sam Sims, who is the boss at SCW, was suspended by the board of directors for really going out of control. We've been having a lot of beatdowns a la, let's say, like the NWO. I guess would be the closest thing that most wrestling fans that are for the first time could, you know, a group of just thuggy, bad attitude heels that are just coming in and, including myself, Von Hess, just, you know, leaving us laying all at, while Sam sits outside and laughs. Well, as everybody knows, myself, Von Hess, I was a bad guy for many years at SCW. But, you know, what really is a bad guy? I am what I am. You know, yeah, I might have a bad attitude. Yeah, I'm a Sullivan. Yeah, Kevin's my uncle. Who cares? All I know is this. When I get in the ring, I give it my all every time. I won a World Six-Man Championship in the AIWF with my uncle and DV. I won the World Web Championship by myself. Now in September, I'll be in the World Cruiserweight Tournament. But getting back to the AIWF Injustice for All, these guys have threatened me. They've threatened the Exile, who is the SCW Heavyweight Champion. They've threatened Buddha. They've threatened several people. There's something hanging in the air as we go into Injustice for All. Nobody really knows what it is. They know the CEO is pissed, and they know there's something hanging. We don't know what's going to happen. When Sam makes a promise, something always happens. And now he's also got Pure Dominance, which is Mean Mark, Dale, DeMarcus James, a bunch of more thuggy, solid hands. These guys are backing Sam up, too. Dale stepped in as the CEO at the last show while Sam was suspended, and that guy ran amok. All kinds of people got left laying, me included. So there's just an atmosphere of competitiveness right now at SCW that is just unheard of. You got big 6-foot guys like Victor Price and Brian Bedlam. These guys, you know, they call him Bedlam now, the Monster Unleashed. This guy was trained by Michelle Starr. He's incredible. This guy was a good guy. The fans loved him. They said he was, the kids said he was epic. All of a sudden, this guy loses a match. He freaks out, signs with Sam, of course, because Sam's got the money. And a lot of guys, let's face it, you know as well as I do, they sell out for the money. So that's what happened. So now Sam's got a lot of these guys that are selling out. Oh, speaking of sellouts, what about my favorite, not so much, frat boys, Alpha Sigma Sigma? You got those guys. And a huge return to SCW of HPG, Havoc, Haas Tull, and Dave Hoffmeister.
Yes,
together with me, we call ourselves SCW Fight Club. Not to interrupt you, my brother, go ahead.
No, I was actually just going to mention how both Havoc and Haas Tull, very good friends of the show. Havoc will actually be on the show next week to promote HPG Pro. And I'm looking forward to meeting up with him this Saturday as well.
Well, we're working with a lot of different entities right now. We just went into negotiations with local rapper Andy Mack, and it's looking like we'll be shooting one of his original songs and videos at an SCW event upcoming. And it'll be written and produced by myself and Topher Maja, the local urban producer that we've done a pay-per-view with before. Him and I will be writing, producing, and directing it together with Andy. So look for that, too, and that should be incredible. I don't know if you've ever heard Andy Mack's music. It's Andy M-A-C-C. He's got stuff on YouTube. There's a song, Psycho Put the Mic Down. Incredible. I'm So Clean, I'm So Cracker. Something. That song is awesome. I just remixed it on my YouTube with some SCW feature with the girls and a lot of stuff from the underground. So since we're a local company in Bremerton is where our home office is, we run shows there and in Suquamish, we're really trying to be synergistic with all the different media entities around us, as in music, you know, sports, whatever, boxing, Foxy Boxing, whatever we can be involved in to keep SCW fresh and exciting for the fans.
Who are you scheduled to be wrestling against this Saturday?
Oh, actually, it's funny. We got a couple of matchups I can release here on the show. Not everything has been released yet, like I said. But I'll be teaming with the king of HPG himself, Havoc. And him and I, the SCW Fight Club, will be taking on the Monster Unleashed Bedlam and the Dark Luchador, El Viento. And I'm told in their corner will be CEO Sam Sims.
Okay, and are there any more matches you can let us in on?
I would absolutely. Alpha Sigma Sigma, wonderful Zach Winters, and the big frat boy Bear himself, Ian Bear, will be taking on the other two members of HPG, Haas Tull and Dave Hoffmeister. So I think that match should be incredible. Also, Edsel Mendoza, the guy the fans have called Hot Hands, very much hated, another one of Sam Sims' cronies, he'll be taking on the Exile for the SCW Heavyweight Championship.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we also will see a debut of the brand new Sovereign title, very controversial belt because it wasn't won in the ring, CEO Sam Sims awarding it to Alpha Sigma Sigma and Ian Bear at the Underground, for Ian's repeated, you know, the Sigmas are guys repeatedly attacking anybody Sam Sims pretty much tells them to.
It sounds like it's going to be a really good card this Saturday, and if you love professional wrestling, you should make the effort to get up there and see this. I myself will be there. I'm bringing a friend who has, he hasn't, like, watched anything professional wrestling in probably a decade, but he's excited to see what this is all about, and it should be a good time. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Von Hess?
It's kind of funny. It's a morphed character based on my real life experience and some things. Long story short, I was adopted, and by the Sullivan family, which Kevin Sullivan is my uncle, and I never knew who my father was. I recently got a letter from an estate while I was wrestling as Ron Sullivan, and it was from the Von Hess family. And I knew that I came from a wrestling family. That's how the Sullivans adopted me. But I never knew how. Well, my father was Kurt Von Hess. My mom and him had a liaison through professional wrestling, which resulted in me. And when my sister, and she'll be listening, Paige Von Hess, love you, sis, and miss you, and good for you and the kids, contacted me, and we did a DNA test, and sure enough, Paige and I are brother and sister. So I am the long-lost Von Hess, and I didn't want to give up everything from my uncle because he's been so like a father to me and been so good to me. That I wrestle as Von Hess and do my production work and my media work as Ron Sullivan. So I've kind of morphed into Von Hess, Ron Sullivan. So I'll pretty much answer to anything in the ring. I'm definitely Von Hess. I team with Kevin Sullivan as a tag team whenever we can because that's family and that's business. But Kevin respects where I'm coming from, and so does everybody else in the family. I have not been excommunicated by any means, and I'm at a really good place right now. I'm the number two seed in the World Cruiserweight Tournament. And if I could pull that off, you know, I'm turning 45 years old. You know, I'm a little long in the tooth for a pro wrestler, but I'm in the gym 5 days a week. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm the number two guy in this tournament. If I could somehow win this tournament, be my third world title, and I'd say that I probably made my mark on pro wrestling. I was reading Wikipedia today just for giggles, and I read, if you read under Kevin Sullivan's thing, one of the editors actually talks about our world six-man title, and I'm in there as Von Hess. So, you know, how I make my mark in history, or if I do, what's in a name, I guess, but that's me. I can tell you this, whoever you're going to come see, whoever's in this body, I'm going to give you a good show. I'm tough. I like to chop. I'll take a whooping. If you know anything about my career, you know that this year was one of the biggest years of my life. I had four matches with the NWA World Champion Cahagas. I had a match with Scott Puskey for the NWA Alt Heavyweight Championship. I had people like Lita and Bruce Tharp from the NWA and Lita WWE Hall of Fame, you know, future Hall of Famer, you know, putting me over on my page about my attitude and my worth ethic. And I've just had so many people come forward and be supportive of me and where my career is going. The writer Dale Pierce is putting a book out about me right now. I just got two dates in Mexico. It's just going on, and it's getting better and better. And I'm humbly just trying to be worthy of all this attention and all this. And if you come to SCW, that's my home promotion, and I'm going to give you my all there. And do you want to hear the scary thing, my brother? I'm not even the biggest shining star at SCW. There's so many guys there that are outshining me. I'm just an old guy doing the best I can. There are so many guys there that are just taking it to the next level and are going to be future big stars in this business, like Sonico, DeMarcus James, Mean Mark Ferguson, Exile, Edsel Mendoza, Brian Bedlam. I mean, the list goes on and on. El Viento. All these guys have incredible talent. The Sigma guys. Dave Turner. Buddha. I mean, this roster is the most stacked it ever has been. And you and I were talking about this offline, how this rebranding has totally changed the attitude of what's going on there. There's a hyper-competitive intensity right now in the company. And we have a no-heat policy. Anybody from any other promotion is welcome to come, as long as you don't cause trouble. Check out the show. See for yourself how much SCW has evolved and changed. And if you're a fan, we live to entertain you. And you ask any fan that's been to our show if anybody works harder or is better to their fans than SCW rebranded. And one last thing that I do want to get in here is that we have a web show that is very highly rated that people really enjoy called Next Stop Excitement. John Rodriguez, the host, is incredible. I produce it. It's always got matches, videos, promos, exclusives. Turnbuckle Turmos, Dimitri does all kinds of stuff. It is a great show. Brand new episode just came out today. I guest hosted because he's on vacation. Dedicated to John Rodriguez. Can't wait till he comes back next month. We didn't do the real format. We did it quick because I didn't want to take away from the great body of work that he has done. I am a poor substitute hosting for him, but I did the best I could. I encourage everyone to go check out Next Stop Excitement, the special number 2. You'll see Underground's Exile, versus Edsel Mendoza Hot Hands, non-title, but special guest referee Kellen. Now, Kellen and Edsel are both with CEO Sam Sims, who was in their corner. Enough said. Match is very exciting, very unpredictable ending. You'll have to see it. And you'll see Buddha versus Mean Mark from Patriot Action, CEO for the night, Dale Avery, getting involved. And, whoa, big surprise, the CEO for the night, Dale Avery, you can see him on the show in Promo City.
All right, so if there's anybody who is on the fence about going and seeing the show, give them the hard sell. Let them know exactly why their asses should be in that seat.
Well, I can tell you this. If you're not a big fan of independent wrestling, fine. If you've been to other shows, fine. Don't expect that when you come to SCW. We're different. A lot of some guys in the industry, they don't get what we do. That's fine, but our crowds are big. And a lot of people do get what we do. We don't look at wrestling as this guy versus this guy. We look at wrestling as how over the top can it be without cussing and violence, where kids can come and have a good show that is just as rewarding to adults as it is children and keeps them just as hooked. And how do you walk that tightrope, my friend? With exciting action, compelling stories, over the top characters, and a universe that is unique unto itself. That's what SCW rebranded is. If you've seen any of our videos like the It's Like That that you see on my Facebook and on the rebranded page, you see highlights of incredible action, of the roller coaster that is SCW. It's more like a live action comic book, I tell people, than a wrestling show. Let everybody else be an athletic competition. We want to be more than that. We want to entertain you. We want you to forget about your problems. We want you to forget about what's going on in your life. So what if your electricity is shut off? So what if your daughter's pregnant? So what if you just got laid off? I guarantee you, for the 2.5 hours you're at our show, you ain't going to think about that. You're going to jump into this world, and you're going to have a good time.
All right, and so that's SCW, Injustice for All, this Saturday, August 31st at 6 p.m., all this action is only $4. Do yourself a favor. Get out there. See it. Be entertained. And believe me, you'll want to come back many more times. Thank you so much, Ron, for being on the show. And I look forward to having you on again some other time to where we can actually sit down and have a full-length interview about yourself. I would really love to have you back on.
Absolutely. Had a long, really interesting career. I'd love to be back on. I'm going back to Mexico for the first time in 10 years here to celebrate my 10-year anniversary of wrestling there in November. So I'd love to come back. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for supporting independent wrestling. Love me, hate me, or whatever. Don't just judge it on me. There's so many guys that are better than me on this roster. Please check out SCW Rebranded. Check out the stuff online. And just remember, if you're loving wrestling, hey, at least you're doing something right. Thanks for having me on, bro. And just remember, like they say, don't mess with Hess.
Life and death. Space and time. Fate and chance. These are the forces of the universe.
Intricate interceptions of innocent and pains me. Give me the mic and I'ma fade it like I got rabies. Andy the Mac and ain't nobody able to save me. So I stay taking faggot rappers out on the daily. Lately, I've been headhunting motherfuckers. Boy, you think you're bad, but your clique is just a bunch of puffed scientists. Predict that I'm a terrorist, cause I keep slaying bitch ass rappers up in they areas. Call me Frankenstein, who dying on the mind of men. Attention deficit disorder and Ritalin. I'm a brand and banner and monster. After my medicine used to smoke that I'm better and I'm doing much better than. Thanks for asking, bastard, where's my cash? I'll keep on whooping your ass like you stole from me in the past. I'm the quickest when it comes to this. It ain't no accident robbing you fucking bastards out the back of the ambulance. Sitting in this honor, electrocuting piranhas. It's your boy and I'm a goner and I'm up the marijuana. Yo, psycho, put the mic down. Psycho, put the mic down. Christmas was in your- your blood, then I'll